The state of Illinois has several resources to assist problem gamblers. The first is directly paying for treatment through gambling tax revenue and the lottery. The current budget is $6.8 million, an increase of more than 7 times what was offered in previous years. Individual sections of state government, such as the Substance Use Prevention and Recovery Division within Human Services, doles out the funding and works on ways to get people connected with care. Assistant Secretary of Programs Kia Coleman explains.
Ensure that services are accessible by a variety of demographics within a population at a variety of touch points. That's the best way to ensure that you can reach a broad number of people.
Gambling disorder is a condition where someone feels a fundamental need to play games of chance and constantly place wagers. The American Psychiatric Association previously viewed it as an impulse control disorder, such as pyromania or compulsive theft. It was reclassified as a behavioral addiction. The new definition means it shares similarities to substance abuse. Marissa Deeney is an addiction treatment services manager for Northwestern Medicine. She says it's not exactly like taking drugs.
Similar to an eating disorder, you can't really eliminate money like you can't eliminate food from your life. So it's kind of working with how do you manage money, similar to how do you manage food if you have an eating disorder.
Cheryl Hollenbeck is a gambling and substance abuse counselor at Remedies, an addiction counseling provider based in Belvedere. She says the hidden nature of compulsive gambling means providers need to specifically screen for it.
We're looking for loss of control. We're looking for increased tolerance, increased money spent, time spent gambling. We're looking at people who have to rely on others for bailouts.
Compulsive gamblers often come into treatment from a court order or through encouragement from their families. From there, Deeney says it's a matter of the patients accepting they have a problem and being open to treatment.
Are you willing to do some family therapy? Are you willing to work with a case manager on how to budget your money? What are some things you can do so that, one, you do have some control in your treatment and in your treatment options, and two, so that you feel like you are able to make some choices and not lose everything in this process?
In group therapy environments like Remedies, the goal is to completely abstain from gambling. Hollenbeck says much of the therapy emphasizes avoidance, but easy access to gambling, such as the lottery and video gaming terminals, means providers like Remedies must also focus on how patients respond once they're out of treatment.
Then they can recognize the importance of not dealing with a trigger directly.
Coleman of Human Services says there are also self-exclusion lists.
The self-exclusion programs provide a way for people to voluntarily ban themselves from casinos as a way to deal with the gambling disorder.
In February of last year, the Illinois Gaming Board also established a problem gambling registry for video gaming, so that those who feel vulnerable to misuse could receive information on different treatment services. But these programs and providers work best when groups like IDHS have up-to-date information on the problem throughout the state. State Senator Steve Stottleman believes this data hasn't been collected for around 3 decades. That's why IDHS plans to conduct a statewide needs assessment this year. Coleman describes the focus.
What the scope of gambling disorders is statewide, what services we have in order to address that, who the people are that are struggling with the disorder.
In the meantime, Hollenbeck of Remedies says the opening of new state casinos will provide more triggers for existing problem gamblers. She hopes enhanced screening tools mean healthcare providers can get people into treatment sooner. I'm Chase Cavanaugh.